you make the trenches. And he said, Thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle, and your beasts. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Three armies were perishing of thirst, and the Lord interposed. Although he sent neither cloud nor rain, yet he supplied an abundance of water. He is not dependent upon ordinary methods, but can surprise his people with novelties of wisdom and power. Thus are we made to see more of God than ordinary processes could have revealed. Although the Lord may not appear for us in the way we expect, or desire, or suppose, yet he will in some way or other provide for us. It is a great blessing for us to be raised above looking to secondary causes so that we may gaze into the face of the great first cause. Have we this day grace enough to make trenches into which the divine blessing may flow? Alas, we too often fail in the exhibition of true and practical faith. Let us this day be on the outlook for answers to prayer. As the child who went to a meeting to pray for rain took an umbrella with her, so let us truly and practically expect the Lord to bless us. Let us make the valley full of ditches and expect to see them all filled. Thank you.